Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee. How are you doing today?
Oh, Rick, I am so overflowing with information. I just can't hardly wait. So let's just leap right into it.
Let's jump right in there.
Well, we have no choice. There are only how many days left till Christmas? Not too many of them. So it's important that we talk about all the things going on seasonably this time of year. But before we do that, last week on the show, we talked about a great donation that took place here in Lansing, where Invisible Fence Mid-State out of Hazlitt donated some oxygen masks to the Lansing Fire Department. And we have with us in the studio joining us, Rich Johnson, the owner. Welcome back to the show, Rich.
Hi. Glad to be back. Thanks.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Rich, will you briefly tell our audience about what happened on Monday?
Yes, we donated as part of Project Breathe, which is a national effort we're making out of Invisible Fence brand, six oxygen mask kits to Lansing Fire Station. And we did that in two sessions so that they could get all their firefighter staff there. And the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association, two different veterinarians joined us and did a clinic for first aid, about an hour each for both sessions. So Lansing is now covered.
Well, good. Good.
And the benefit, again, for the fire department is that if there's ever a fire that involves a dog or a cat, they now have the ability to give them oxygen.
That's correct. They made a save a couple of months ago where they jury-rigged a human oxygen mask, and the gentleman that did it was at the session, and he said it wasn't easy. So now they have the proper tools that fit over the dog's muzzles and cats. And we have a report that there was even a hamster revived with this in another market.
Hey. There you go. I know Rick likes that. And Rich, what kind of statistics has this program generated? I mean, what kind of results has Invisible Fence been able to generate with it since this is going on across the country, correct?
That's correct, yes. It's three or four years now we've been doing this. Nationally, we've donated over 9,500 kits. We only know of 71 saved so far, but 71 is 71 more than before.
That's right. You ask the 71 people, they're probably pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I believe so. In mid-Michigan here, we've donated to, I believe, 15 different stations and roughly 50 kits.
Yeah, and hopefully none of them are needed, but they're there.
Right, and that's what the firefighters are first to say, that you know, the human is always first, and then they do go in and look for pets, and to bring the pet out and losing the smoke inhalation is pretty devastating to them. So now they have a tool to deal with that.
Fantastic.
Well, you've been a great addition to the whole Invisible Fence Mid-State program you've got going here locally. Let's talk a little bit about your profession, your experience, your expertise. How's things going over at Mid-State?
Great. We had a very, very good year.
Here you were, a little awards to be presented?
Yeah, we actually were the Mideast Dealer of the Year for Invisible Fence Company.
Well, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Yep, we're excited.
I understand why. No, I'm not surprised. I've met you. You definitely are serious about your profession, and that's excellent.
But, Rick, what's also great is that Invisible Fence brand is also very serious about improving their product. And, Rich, you were saying that they've made some incredible changes that actually might be a game changer for some people who want to get Invisible Fence. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is exciting. Basically, the technology has stayed very similar for the last 30-plus years. This is the first real change in how it works. In the past, we were not able to do small yards because the traditional fence requires an activation zone that comes off the wire on both sides. And so part of that, or half of it, comes back into the yard. If you have a lab, golden retriever, or large, fast dog, you have to have a wider zone. So if you have a 30-foot wide yard, with the traditional equipment, we would take off 6 or 8 feet off each side, so it just wasn't practical.
Right.
Now we have a new product called Boundary Plus, and Boundary Plus works differently. The collar reads the radio signal differently, so it doesn't activate till it gets directly over top of the wire. So this means we can run on a small property, we can run the line right around the house, and the dog gets full benefit of the whole yard. So now it's a trainable situation. It works well for the dogs, and we're able to do, again, smaller properties or couple other applications are even you see a lot of really nice big houses on property lots that the house goes almost up to the edge of the property, where if people want the dog to run around, we couldn't do that before. Well, now we can. And one of the biggest advantages of invisible fence over structural fencing is that we can do the front yard as well as the backyard, because your front yard is really your danger zone for most dogs. That's where they're going to run off into the street when the four-year-old leaves the front door open.
Right.
So now we have the best of both worlds. We can do front and back, and we can give them the complete yard. And another really nice application for this is fenced-in backyards with physical fences. And when I got into the business, I never thought that would be a market. But we, on average, will do 60 to 80 a year with fenced-in backyards, where the dogs are digging out, climbing out, going through fence or gates.
Well,
actually, we've had a few of them that have actually been knocking the fences down. So now what we can do is put our boundary plus in the all around the property in the backyard. And the signal goes basically straight up the fence, and that's enough to stop them from getting over it, because it slows them down, and we teach them where it is, teach them to turn around and get away from it.
Nice.
But now we have the same protection out in front, because with the boundary plus, the way it works is, again, I have protection there that I didn't have before with the older fence. So in the past, it was a trade-off. I either would take a big chunk of the backyard, fenced in the yard away to protect the front yard, or I really didn't have containment out front, but I protected the backyard. So now I have both.
And the name of this product again?
Boundary Plus.
Okay.
What a great Christmas gift to put under the tree.
Let's talk a little bit about under the tree, though. Can we... does it make any sense to get invisible fence product during the wintertime, or would it be best if you're thinking about your mother or your own family or your sister to get one of these products? Is it kind of buy a product today for under the tree, and they would be installing it in the summer or in the spring, or what's the circumstance on invisible fence?
Well, actually, people sometimes assume we can't do anything in the winter, and we do. We never close. We work year-round. In the winter, we do a temporary install. We'll pin the wire down on top of the ground, and it's safe. It's totally safe. By code, we don't even have to bury it, so there's no issues there. And then we come back in the spring and finish the job and bury it, and we don't charge extra for that.
Wow.
So a lot of times what people will do is they'll matter of fact, right now we have one of the local veterinarians bought a fence for his mother, and he called us a week or so ago and he says, could you send me a package of brochures or whatever that we can make a little Christmas gift and stick under the tree, and then the next week we're going to actually put the fence in. So yes, we put fences in year-round, and they don't have to wait on install.
Rich, we've only got about 2 minutes left, so let's talk about some of the items that you've got available, smaller Christmas items. What do we have in front of us?
Well, the first one I brought is it's called a Shield, and it's an invisible fence brand product, and what it is, it's an indoor unit, an indoor transmitter that works with the collars from outside. And you can dial a zone about 2 feet up to about a 10-foot diameter. So this is great, actually, at protecting your Christmas tree. Put it underneath the Christmas tree, keep the dog from knocking, or even cat from knocking over the Christmas tree.
Or trash cans.
Yes, trash cans, nurseries. There's kind of an endless, or just even if you have a nice leather couch or want to get a nice leather couch, you can use this to keep the claws off the couch.
And plenty small enough to go into a box and put under the tree right there.
Right.
What else we got?
Yeah, what's that lickety stick?
Well, this is a new a product that we came out with. It's kind of hard to describe. It looks like an old-fashioned air roll-on deodorant dispenser, but inside there's different flavors of gravy. And the ball or the roller brings out the gravy from the package. The dog licks the ball, the roller, if you will, and they love it. My dogs just go crazy for these.
Fantastic. And what else? What's that other purple item there?
Well, that's called a tug-a-jug, and we have a line of products. A lot of times dogs get in trouble in the home because they don't have anything to do. So we have a line of toys that are real durable, and it makes the dog think. And what happens with this when the dog tugs the rope and then treats pop out of the dispenser?
Rich, I'm sorry to say we've just run out of time, but I want to thank you for coming in. And again, for people who want to go to Invisible Fence Midstate, you're located in Hazlet, right on Hazlet Road. And your hours?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 9 to 6.
Fantastic. We've been talking this morning with Rich Johnson, the owner of Invisible Fence Midstate. And Rick, we're going to continue the conversation and talk about lots of things related to pets and Christmas and the holiday time of year, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS.com. Know your name.